This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian officials say at least 17 people were killed and nearly three dozen more injured in a Russian assault Wednesday on a central market in the city of Koshayantynivka. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned the attack, saying a market, shops, and a pharmacy were hit in the industrial city, located about 30 kilometers from the city of Bakhmut, where there has been heavy combat for months. Elsewhere, Ukrainian officials said a Russian drone attack on a port area in the Odessa region killed one person. President Zelensky met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv on Wednesday, passing on a message of thanks for U.S. support of Ukraine.
Thank you so much. We are really thankful to you. We are very thankful to White House, to President Biden. His best regards to him from me. And we are thankful to bipartisan support to Congress, that you show great unity around Ukraine.
Blinken is the first top U.S. official to visit Kyiv since the counteroffensive began in early June. He described the progress as impressive. The Associated Press is reporting a Greek shipping company has pleaded guilty in a U.S. court to smuggling sanctioned Iranian crude oil and agreed to pay a $2.4 million fine. The judgment was part of newly unsealed court documents seen Thursday by the AP. The documents show Empire Navigation agreed to 3 years of probation under the plea agreement. It marks the first public acknowledgement by U.S. prosecutors that the U.S. recently seized some 1 million barrels of oil from the tanker Suez Rajan. Tehran and Washington are negotiating a trade of billions of dollars in frozen Iranian assets in South Korea in exchange for the release of five Iranian Americans held in Tehran. This is VOA News. At least 31 people are dead after flooding from a cyclone in southern Brazil washed away houses, trapped motorists in vehicles, and swamped streets in several cities. More than 60 cities have been battered by the storm since Monday night. Many victims were in houses that were washed away, trapped in cars, or shocked by electrical wires. Video clips shot by rescuers have shown families pleading for help from rooftops. Authorities say about 2,300 people have been left homeless because of the disaster. The head of the United Auto Workers says time is running out for U.S. automakers to reach agreement on a new contract. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Contracts with Detroit's big three, General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford, run out next week.
At the end of the day, if we don't have agreements with the three of them by September 14th, then there will be action.
UAW President Sean Fain tells the AP there's the possibility of avoiding a strike and acknowledged the union will have to give up some of its demands to reach agreements.
There's a lot of back and forth in bargaining, and naturally, when you go into bargaining, you don't always get everything you demand, but it's a process.
Fain did report some progress in negotiations. The average price for a new car has soared, but Fain says it's not because of worker pay. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S.-based Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday that China has ordered officials at central government agencies not to use Apple's iPhones and other foreign-branded devices for work or bring them into the office. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has that story.
The orders were reportedly given out in recent weeks, but it wasn't clear how widespread they were. There was no immediate response from Chinese officials or Apple. If confirmed, the new move would mark another escalation of U.S.-China tensions, which often focus on tech. Washington has already imposed strict controls on the export of cutting-edge chips to China, while Beijing has restricted shipments from firms like Boeing. Back in 2021, some officials were reportedly banned from driving Tesla cars onto government compounds and other sensitive facilities. Security services were said to be concerned that the many cameras fitted to the cars could be used for espionage.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. In sports, an American is heading into the women's semifinals of the U.S. Open. AP correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Madison Keys has won through to her third U.S. Open semifinal after a straight sets win over Wimbledon champion Marketa Vondrousova, closing out the win 6-1, 6-4.
These are the matches that, like, you grow up dreaming of, and these are the moments that you want to be in.
The 28-year-old American hit 19 winners and was 3-for-3 on break points converted. Keys is through to take on second seed Aryna Sabalenka. Men's defending champion Carlos Alcaraz continued his untroubled charge through the draw, easily beating Alexander Zverev to face Russia.